I picked her up a minute time later back on the bed. Because she wasn't nothing but skin and bone.
Huh.
And her husband worked on him, and he's so big and fat you couldn't wake him up if the storm would come.
Huh.
I slept in the room with her. They had me sleeping right in the room with her on another bed.
Yeah.
And she fell off the bed several times. And I got up and picked her up and laid her back on her bed. And I said, now, honey, you got blessed in, because that cloth bag was cut loose. And you see her bowels moved out through that. She had a cancer board. Rectum.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, when she died, all of her kids they just swarmed around me. And when they had her funeral, they wouldn't let me. I wanted to go home till they got ready for the funeral. I wanted to go home, get me some clothes to wear.
Mm-hmm.
Buy me a new dress, one thing, but I wanted to do. And the daughter said, well, I'll take you up there to get you a dress. Said, you ain't leaving here. And my daughter fixed all of their hair, one of their hairs for the funeral.
Huh, that was when she was
She passed away. She was a beauty operator then, and she put her stuff over there. She had a portable dryer.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And she fixed my hair, and she fixed hers. And Agnes told Geneva, that was one of her daughters, said, I'm going to tell you one thing, Geneva. Said, your mother's going to sit with the annex. Said, she's been here so long, she's one of the family.
Hmm, that's nice.
And Geneva said, Mama, I said, Agnes, I said, let me sit back with the other friends, you know, not me, but the family. She said, no, sir, said, you're going to sit up there between me and Daddy.
Huh.
Said, you're going to sit up there with me and Daddy.
Uh-huh.
And they just took me in just like I was one of the main family.
That's really nice. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Anyhow, I went to work for another woman and she died.
My goodness.
So Smith, Floyd, and Hannett told me when they come and got her body, they said, go down, you quit taking care of these sick people. Because my nephew's the main embalmer down there now, Dean.
Oh, is that right?
Down there at Smith, Floyd, and
Hannett.
Uh-huh. And so, we want you to quit taking care of these old people. Said, you kill them and get shut up. So that's what you do. And I said, JB, I'm good enough to break a chair over your head. Well, he said, everyone you take care of, we have to come in and carry them out on the stretcher. Take them to the undertaker's office.
Oh, brother.
And he said, I'm going to tell you right now, you stunk. I said, JB, you don't know how it hurts me to take care of a person and have to see them just carried out that way. But now that family, she didn't have but some brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And they didn't have nothing to do with it after she had gone.
Huh.
I went to her funeral, but what I mean, they never even come around and thank me for taking care of her nothing.
Mm, that's strange.
But the other family, they couldn't do enough for me.
Mm, real nice.
They was good to me.
Let me ask you some more questions about food here.
But now, I've done a lot of nursing in my life.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
And also, I took you home and out there on McKinney Street over a year.
Oh, you did?
This
was that?
And then she finally died.
My goodness.
But I wasn't there.
Sounds like they might have been right. Oh, you weren't there.
And I wasn't there. I done quit there. JB couldn't come and tell me that I was taking care of her.
Oh, okay.
But I did go to her funeral with her brother.
Uh-huh.
Because me and him was kind of going together before she died.
Oh, is that right?
She told him to take me. He said, Julius, a swell little woman. I said, go with her. The first man I ever went with.
Is that right?
I lived about 2.5 years. But I mean, after my husband.
Yeah.
And then he finally married.
Oh, he did. Oh, well.
Just as well.
Yeah. Now, let's see here. What do you call something like a fruit pie, only it's baked in a deep dish and it has several layers?
Cobbler.
Okay.
I've made it many of them.
Yeah.
Peach cobbler.
It's good,
oh,
isn't
boy,
it?
I could eat one today if I had it.
I'd rather have that than almost anything.
My daughter-in-law had some yesterday.
Mm, yeah.